This is the second week of 2009, and I didn't have the opportunity to say Happy New Year to you last week. So here, Happy New Year. This morning at 5 past 8, I was waiting for someone to get ready to come to church. So I watched the news, the interview, and asking different people about in a couple of days we'll have a new president. So what do they think about him? One high school student, three of them, all gave the similar answer, saying that they have hope. They have hope. Hope of change or hope of different reasons. I read the article, one article last night, mentioned four top university in China, and all the top university have someone jump from high and suicide. They are, you know, top quality. I mean, they are intelligent student. And this happened last month. It was very, very sad. And I watched the news about Israel and Gaza. I thought, where is hope? I mean, where are we heading? We are so used to follow the world. We feel like, okay, so-and-so might be an example for me, so that, you know, I just follow him or his way or her way, probably, you know, I'll be, fine, I'll be successful. And when everything crashed, the whole world become a big question to all of us, like, where are we heading? You know, just big company, you know, they lay off hundreds, thousands of people, and then, you know, economy situation, political situation, everything point us to somewhere that we don't see any hope. And this is scary thing to start with a new year. But this morning I'm going to share with you a very encouraging message. This year our church would like to emphasize on, you know, one of the main things will be, you know, follow our Lord Jesus Christ. Follow in his steps. And because Jesus Christ offers hope, and, you know, just you know, take your bulletin, and in a bulletin I mentioned about John chapter 8 verse 12. Let us read it together. It's okay if you can memorize, it's good, but if not, we read together. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of..." Yes, we don't need to walk in darkness, because if we follow Jesus, we are going to walk in the light of life. We are going to walk in the light. So this is the promise of Jesus. And how he showed us, you know, how he promised us by example. At first here I mentioned saying that he himself gave up his right. You know, it's difficult for us to tell people saying that you should do this, do that, and they turn around and say, what about you? And Jesus came and said that, all right, I'll show you an example. He gave up a lot, gave up his right to be, you know, like, you know, served in heaven by thousands and thousands of angels. And he gave up his environment, his honor, his, you know, glory, everything. He came to this earth. And the Paul said that because Jesus came into this world to save sinners, this is one of the greatest, I mean, even not one of the greatest news, good news for us. He gave us everything. He came to this world and saved us. And John chapter 1 verse 14 said that the word, that is Jesus Christ, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He came to this world and lived among us. For what reason? He wanted to show us an example. An example that if we follow him, we are not in darkness. We are going to walk in the light. That is beautiful. I don't know how many of you like to walk in the darkness. I don't prefer that. I like to walk in the light, where I can see clearly, where I know where I'm heading, where I know if there is any danger or not. Many of us, when we walk, you know, after 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years in this world, we turn around, we ask ourselves, am I lost? We are not very sure. We are not very sure. Am I lost? And Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. Because if we follow him, then we are going to walk in the light. And that is something that is very encouraging. Because who can say that beside our Lord Jesus Christ? No other people can say that. And I just recently I heard some comment on the presidential election and what happened now. They say that those promises are pretty hard to keep. You remember? Vote me because I'm going to do this for you. Those promises, it's pretty hard to keep. It's not easy. So if we follow someone, not Jesus, then sooner or later we face this problem. They try, but what can they do? But Jesus is different. He is God. He came to this world to save us, from sins, from darkness, from, you know, a lot of frustration, disappointment, a lot of things. So this is a great news, because this is hope for us. So when the Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 7 saying that Jesus is willing to make himself nothing, wow, in order to save you, to help you and me, that is a great move. Made himself nothing. What a way to give up himself. You know, in this world we have different kind of people. You have people like the sponge. Just keep absorbing, keep taking. And sometimes you feel tired, like, oh, how long can I be friends with this person? Because he just ask all the time. And Jesus said, I will show you how to walk in the light, the life of giving. Just give up, to consider other people, to help other people, to encourage other people, to lend a hand. Can I help? That is wonderful. That is the mentality switch. You know, we switch how we think about ourselves. We really reconsider how we relate with other people. Jesus Christ is our example. He makes himself nothing. Why are you angry? Where am I angry? Because I want something and somebody, they didn't do it as I wish. If I make myself nothing, then I have nothing to angry about. You understand? Jesus Christ gave up himself for what? For you and for me. This is an example. If we follow Jesus, then we'll find joy, because this is the right way to do. When we share stories about people, you know, asking, people taking all the time, and we shake our head, we know that this is not right. This is not a good way, you know, to do things. When people say, okay, you want me to accept Jesus Christ? What should I get? Okay, how many blessings? What benefit should I have? So we say, sorry, you need to suffer. Oh, sorry. Okay, that is not for me. People try to get. That is the mentality of general, you know, people in this world. If we are not careful, we are falling into that category also. So Jesus Christ set the example, give. You know, he even took up the very nature of a servant. This is Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, 7. And then he died on the cross. For what? Basically, he wanted to set the example, saying that give up your right and then do something for our Lord and follow our Lord Jesus' example. then we ourselves will walk in the light, and we also will provide hope for other people. This is an example Jesus wants us to learn. And then secondly, I mentioned about grace and suffer. I'm not going to touch on grace too much because Pastor Kurt is preaching this series, but I mentioned about suffer. I mean, all of us, we know that if we accept Jesus Christ, if we follow Jesus Christ, you know, by His grace, we are going to, you know, be blessed in many, many ways. But at the same time, the Bible says that, you know, when we experience His grace, we prepare our heart to have suffering also, which is true in the real life, Who doesn't want to be blessed and far away from any suffering? Okay, last week it was a very heavy week for me. Four good friends passed away. I mean, two of them, I don't know them well, but they are here, the parents pass away. And then two missionaries have a real, real hard time. You know, every year, like when we were in Niger, Africa, the missionary spiritual conference is usually at early January. And this year also, they have a mission conference. On Sunday morning, that was in between during the mission conference, the family that moved into our house when we left Africa, he called, and his name is Andrew Strong, very strong man. And that morning, he was found unconscious in the bathroom, the Sunday. That was last Sunday. And then after the scan, they found out some tumor and some blood in his brain. So he was evacuated back to Melbourne, Australia immediately. So last Tuesday, he had the operation. I didn't hear from him whether things goes right. 2 days after the conference, that was Tuesday and Wednesday morning, several cars go from Niamey, that's the capital city where Job, David, Ruth stayed there for over 10 years. A few cars, two different people, missionary, back to the mission station. And then three cars go all together towards Galumi, that is the mission hospital, 487 kilometers away. And then the first car hit the boy and killed the boy. And the car turned over, one Japanese missionary called Yoko was unconscious. And then they turned around, the second car sent her back to the capital city. I mean, why this happened? Why this happened? And happened to Christian, to non-Christian, to whoever. Okay, we are in the real world. Are we ready to face all kinds of difficulties? So when Jesus talked about he's going to die on the cross, and Peter turned around in Matthew chapter 16, verse 22, say, never, Lord, never. This can never happen to you. It shouldn't happen. And quite often as Christians, we never prepare ourselves to face any trial or challenges or suffering. When things happen to us, we ask why. And then we pray to God, if you don't solve the problem today, I'm going to leave you. I'm not going to believe you. I mean, we have Christian, we face these kind of difficulties. So when Jesus Christ was born, and Matthew chapter 2 saying that the king Herod, he tried to kill all those boys under 2 years old and tried to kill Jesus. Why? That is not right. And when we come to Matthew chapter 14 and talk about, you know, the Herod king killed John the Baptist, those followed Jesus. They were not just suffering, they were killed. And what happened? So, when we follow our Lord Jesus Christ, before we really enjoy, really experience the joy of following Jesus, we need to prepare our heart to face all kinds of difficulties, sufferings. Unless we prepare our heart and realize that we are in the real world, we are not in the imagination world. So help us, Lord, so that we know that this same Jesus came from the earth. You know, he faced sufferings, but he is the one to conquer death. And that is the one we are going to follow him. That's the one we are going to follow. And then thirdly, take up your cross. Take out your cross. And the Bible verse here saying that Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Okay, this is the teaching of Jesus Christ. But what does it mean? This means Jesus Christ saying that, do you want to have a life that is, you know, with hope, a life that is, experience victory, a life that is, you know, walking in the light? And Jesus followed by another verse saying that is verse 25, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it. What does that mean? Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever lost his life for me will find it. Okay, if you lost your life, do you experience the joy of following Jesus? No. If you have an abundant life, then you can enjoy the joy of following our Lord Jesus Christ. So listen carefully with your good imagination. I'm going to show you three pictures. Three pictures through your imagination, because I'm not going to do it on the screen. I'm not going to do it, you know, like ask someone to come up and act. But three pictures explain very well about these few verses. Take up your cross. You know, deny yourself, otherwise you will lose your life. You'll lose your life. If you lose your life for our Lord Jesus Christ, then we will gain it. What does it mean? Okay. You can open your eyes or close your eyes. Doesn't matter. But occasionally you need to open your eyes because I'm going to show you something. Yeah. The first picture is, you know, actually this is the cartoon from a Korean, Christian. I forgot to copy it down to show you, but anyway, the drawing is very simple, like, you know, elementary school children drawing, very simple, but it's very powerful. The first picture is, there are quite a few people, each one carry their own cross, okay? They are all walking towards the same direction, carrying the cross, yeah. Then come the second picture. You'll find out many already carrying a cross and they are far in front. And one young man, he was so slow and he was behind, much behind everybody else. And then he was taking out this. Okay, look at this. What is this one? All right. He say following Jesus is too hard. I just cut off part of the cross because it's too heavy. Okay, if I cut off one foot, lighten the cross. If I cut off the other side, another foot, that's lighten another, you know, maybe another kilo. You know, he just keep cutting off the cross, made the cross lighter. And when he cut the cross, he said, Lord, there's no way. That's too heavy. How can you ask me to pray every day? Can I do it just once a month? So he cut off, you know, just too heavy. You know, some people ask me to help in Sunday school. That's just too much for me. So can I just come like 11:25 so no one will ask me to go to Sunday school? So cut off that part. That's too much for me. Because following Jesus, we need to pay a lot. And then, you know, just keep cutting off. And then say, you Christian, you need to, love each other. Oh, Lord, you know that how difficult it is, if we love each other. You know that person? No one loves him. How can you ask me to love him? So I can't do it. So just cut off. That's too heavy for me. He cut and cut and cut until a point those other people almost disappeared. I mean, they were so far away. So he was so happy, saying, now I can catch up because so light now. So he put on his cross, and rushed behind the group that is in front of him. In the third picture, when he walked, look again, when he ran, and found out a lot of people cross this area. How do you call this one? Okay, whatever you call it. You understand. How those people cross it? They put their cross over and then cross to the other side. And they can take the cross again and walk on. And he rushed until here. He said, okay, let me do the same way. And he put his cross down. It's so short. And he said, how can I get through there? And he said, oh Lord, help me. He loved his life. And he wanted to lighten the cross. And he lost his life because he can never make it through. You can never make it through. Cross is the only way that will bring us through when it's impossible. When something happens, if you are not Christian, you are not bearing the cross, you never cross by. That's why hundreds and hundreds of people, even they are very rich, they jump from the high and kill themselves. They are very intelligent students. They come through, think through about how can I face this problem? And they jump from their dormitory or somewhere high and kill themselves. These things happen all the time. Are we serious about our Christian life? About following the Lord? Are we complaining about our cross too heavy? Only those people crossed this area, the gap, and they found out they are on the other side, and they are experiencing following the joy of following the Lord, and they realize that, wow, that is something that those friends, they are not believers, they will never understand, they will never experience it. And this unpredictable thing in this will happen all the time. Only those very, is willing to bear the cross that, the Lord has for us. We may feel it difficult, but in a time of dangerous, in a time of life and death, we found out this is the only way. This is the only way. So, brothers and sisters, do you have the joy of following the Lord? Check on your cross. See how is your cross. Are you complaining because this is too heavy? Are you complaining because you feel like this is unfair? Are you tempted to, pull out your soul and try to cut it short, lighten your cross? Don't do that. Because God knows what is the best for you. And Jesus said, follow me. He took up the cross. Heavy cross, the burden of you and me, for the whole, the world, universe, everything is on his shoulder. It's so heavy, but because of his cross, he crossed the death into life. And he wants us, you and me, to bear the cross, so that we can cross the valley of death and then enter the light and follow him and be with him all the time. Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you again because your teaching brings us hope. Sometimes we don't understand. We want to do it our own way and end up we lost the joy of following you. We lost, you know, the confidence of following you. We doubt, we complain. Oh Lord, you have everything in a plan for us so that we can be blessed, so that we can enjoy the joy of following you. Teach us, remind us to follow you without complaint, without condition. Just following you and trust the Lord, you will guide us to where you planned for us. And that will be the best place. That will be most meaningful life. So speak to our hearts today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.